Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
I'd like to introduce Gwyn McCormick, who runs a business called Positive Eye. Hi, Gwyn.
Hi, Vajra.
Hi, Gwyn. It's good to have you on board for the podcast and the audio boo. Would you like to tell us a little bit about Positive Eye and how it came about, you know, sort of a bit of background behind it?
Okay. Well, I'm a qualified teacher of children with visual impairments, and I've worked in a peripatetic support service, both as a teacher of the eye and as a head of service for about 18 years. And then I decided to leave my job as a head of service and set up Positive Eye, which is an educational consultancy and training service for professionals who work with children and young people with a visual impairment. And Positive Eye delivers training across the UK and also across Europe.
So do you want to tell us a little bit about what Positive Eye can offer to people, Gwyn?
Yeah, well, the main service that Positive Eye offers are very practical, hands-on, interactive courses to demonstrate and teach to the professional and support the professional in the what to do, how to do it, and what to do with it approach to supporting children with visual impairments in the classroom.
Would you like to maybe give us an example, just a couple of the topics you may cover, if you don't mind?
Yeah, well, I have a very, very wide range of courses available, but a couple of examples would include, I have a two-day teaching Braille course where I take the professional through everything from the strategic management of the child in the classroom to teaching a one-to-one Braille lesson to lovely fun resources to include the child in the literacy lesson. So I have all sorts of resources made from Fireman Sam, a post office, lighthouse keeper's lunch, Hello Kitty, you name it. I have bags and bags of lovely resources, and I take all those along and demonstrate how you can include the child in the classroom. And another example might be another popular course I do is building positive social skills. And I take professionals through a framework from assessment and identification of need to strategies for social skill development to program planning. And the professionals go out of the door with a program plan that they can deliver to their child. And I include resources that Positive Eye has produced and made as part of the product range, whereby you can include the child in planning the social skills that they feel that they would like to find easier. So it's not just about what the professional thinks, because sometimes the professional can assume they know, but haven't actually asked the child or young person.
So you actually make a lot of these resources yourself, don't you? As you say, at Positive Eye, which is, before you said, in your back room.
Yes, I do. The product range has evolved with me. I never thought when I began I would have a product range, but I have a product range of about 26 items. So it's things like, the most recent ones are something called Joining the Dots, which I've actually produced with two colleagues, two other teachers of VI, and that's about measuring progress through Braille and Braille literacy. I have a pin plan portfolio to help children to record their successes and their progress. And that's very much connected with the latest government's education, health and care plans. So it's a place for them to record their involvement in planning their support. I have an easier posting box where children can post tickets according to curriculum tasks or social skill situations that they find easy and those they'd like to find easier. And that's very popular because it gives a very positive way of involving the child or young person. And although it's a posting box, there's no age limit. I've used it with all different ages of students while I've been working in Positive Eye. And it gives a great way for the child to measure success and progress and for the professional to measure progress. So I have a very wide range of products.
So as well as professionals, do you work with parents at all as well?
I do, yes. I have been involved in delivering a workshop for Through Scarlett's Eyes, which is an organisation that's funded by Victor but run by a mum who lives in Salford.
It is, yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know, everybody knows each other in this business. And I was there in the school in Worcester a week ago, and I did a lovely parents' workshop, and I took all my resources, my light housekeeper's lunch, my post office, all my lovely story bag approaches, my experience bags, and I took all that with me. And I showed the parents how they can support early learning and development at home. And then we met, everybody made a family strengths card, and it was just fantastic. They all brought photographs of their family, and they decorated a big blackboard, and I gave them lots of tickets with magnets on of all the different strengths that they could choose each week and recognise strengths within the family. And all the siblings and the child and everybody can be involved in the family to make, to sort of put a more of a positive spin on sometimes what can feel very daunting, or they might feel very anxious and they're very worried. And this was to help people, help the family to have something that one, they could make together, and two, that they could feel positive about. So they're seeing and recognition of the recognizing the strengths, which I know is a really important part of supporting the emotional well-being of a family. So I'm doing other family workshop, parents workshops. I'm working with other local authorities, and I'm developing and writing parents workshops. But they're always very practical, so that we find a nice and very, very positive.
Right. So can people contact you directly, Gwyn, if they would like some help from you?
Yeah, they can. I have a website presence, and they can look on the website, or they can contact me by email, or I'm on Facebook and Pinterest and Twitter.
I think we've obviously covered quite a bit of some of the things you do, and obviously there's lots more as well, which will be on your website and on the Facebook and everything. So people, you know, do get in touch, do have a look at the work, what is being done. And we just want to say thank you very much, Gwyn, for spending some time talking to us and obviously being part of the work we're doing.
My absolute pleasure.
Thanks very much, Gwyn.
Thank you very much, Joe and Michael.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.